Parliament was doing little to win the public's confidence today as MPs from multiple parties performed a bouquet of backflips and backpedalling. Here is our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
The Corrections Minister forced to correct the record over his planned prison spend-up, cleaning up the mess he made in yesterday's media conference.
The reality of it is I muddied the waters a bit because I've been so focused on the right here and now in terms of building the capacity into our prison system as I've probably went into far too much detail around that.
Not just too much detail from Mark Mitchell, but confused and contradictory comments too, while the Prime Minister stood at his side. It was meant to be a bold law and order announcement, and instead became a muddle of numbers.
600 beds that will come online, and then there'll be an additional 220.
There's 800 extra beds going into the system.
So there'll be 820. 810, sorry. 600 beds next year, and the additional 210 on top of that.
Not even an hour later, the Minister's office issued a correction. The funding would go towards 810 new beds at Waikerea Prison, on top of 600 beds already set to be rolled out next year. About 1,400 more in total. That is not what Mark Mitchell earlier told reporters.
I know he's disappointed about it, but it's also a bit of a pressure moment standing up in front of all of you and your cameras and all of your reporters as well. So, yeah, from his point of view, yep, mixed it up in the moment, but, you know, clarified very quickly.
Christopher Luxon, he is the Prime Minister. You know, it was his press conference. He needs to take some responsibility for that.
Questions of responsibility are mounting for the Green Party too, with Julianne Genter avoiding media for a sixth straight day since her outburst at Parliament.
Ms Genter, please resume your seat.
The Rongotai MP has flown to the Chatham Islands for an event the Greens say was pre-arranged and long planned, but it means she is unlikely to return to the debating chamber for at least another fortnight.
Obviously, what's most important for people is that she's going to be able to do her work and be the strongest she can be, and that we are providing professional and personal support for her to do that.
Thus far, she's escaped any serious discipline, keeping both her roles and ranking. But she may yet face more serious consequences, with the Speaker today referring two formal complaints to the Privileges Committee, effectively Parliament's court, where senior MPs will consider her fate.
The conduct complained of could amount to threatening or intimidating a member acting in the discharge of their duty.
Over at New Zealand First, it is newbie MP Jamie Arbuckle who's found himself in trouble, accused of double dipping. Since joining Parliament last year, he's continued in his role as a Marlborough councillor and told media yesterday he'd carry on as such. Today, though, a flip-flop. He says he'll step down from the council in October and donate his salary to charity.
Look, we all make mistakes. We all have a chance to reconsider. It happens, and it's in the space of 24 hours, it's all been fixed up.
Labour's Chris Hipkins says it should have been sorted last year.
MPs are paid full-time. It's a full-time job. You get paid for that. And to try and claim that you're doing another part-time job, also paid by the taxpayer at the same time, is, you know, it's just wrong.
Speaking of juggling jobs, RNZ has today revealed that Labour's deputy, Carmel Cipollone, is a part-time reality contestant, soon to appear on Celebrity Treasure Island. The reality TV show was filmed over summer and will be broadcast later this year. Ms Cipollone won't confirm her participation, but has been off work recently with a ruptured Achilles.
I'm not talking about where I was when I hurt myself.
These days, Parliament doesn't seem too far removed from reality TV.